heavy sleet here in the Stafford County area. So our message is simple. Please stay off the roads. Avoid travel during this storm. We anticipate driving conditions will remain hazardous throughout the day today, tonight, and into early tomorrow. Like I said before, we really don't see conditions improving until temperatures rise above freezing. Hopefully everyone is staying home, but if they are checking our 511 traffic cameras for road conditions, you may be able to see the pavement in some areas on I-95 or Route 17 or Route 1, but even on 95 right now is in moderate condition. And moderate condition means major portions of the roadway are covered with sleet or ice. And most of our secondary routes and subdivision streets are covered with sleet. And with temperatures staying below freezing, we're anticipating slick, icy road conditions for most of the day today. We're telling folks, if your stairs outside, your sidewalks, your driveway is slippery, roads are too. Our crews and contractors are working extremely hard to remove the ice and treat as many roads as possible with sand and salt. As you can imagine, right now, their main focus are on the major routes like I-95 and roads that lead to public safety facilities that need to operate 24 hours a day, like our hospitals or fire stations. So our crews are making repeated passes to remove the ice from the travel lanes on I-95, but then coming back and treating them with sand and salt. We work very closely with our emergency responders to make sure they can get to where they need to go, but it's safer for our crews and emergency responders to work when they're working in these conditions to have less cars on the roadways. So if you can, please stay off the roads, stay home, and stay safe. There's no safe way to drive on ice. It doesn't matter the type of vehicle you have.
And that's the thing, Dara. A lot of times with this, when there's snow out, you know, I can say, well, I've got a four-wheel drive. Right. I'm good. But not on a day like this, and we often don't deal with sleet like we're seeing today.
We are anticipating a significant amount of ice accumulation on our roadways. And not only with sleet and this ice, we're anticipating down trees as well as down power lines. We have about a dozen tree crews on standby, ready to respond when we start to see the trees coming down from the ice accumulation, which is only a matter of time with these types of conditions. When it comes to power lines, you know, we will once again, just like last weekend, we'll work with our utility partners. If the power lines start to come down, you know, with down trees, there's down power lines, and the power lines can get entangled with the down trees and branches. So therefore, in these types of situations, we most likely have to close the road. And we work really close with those power companies to restore power and reopen the road as fast as we can. Besides the tree crews, we also have several towing companies that are on standby on I-95 right now to quickly respond to any crashes or disabled vehicles.
Well, and like you say, just looking at the traffic cameras and see, 95 just doesn't look like 95. On a day like this, you just usually with the traffic on 95, you always see the pavement. But some of those cameras, you don't see it.
Right. Right now, major portions of the roadway are covered with sleet or ice. Our crews and contractors are making repeated passes to remove the sleet or ice, but it's just safer to stay home.
Last weekend, some of the area got hit harder than others, but everybody, there was ice on the trees, and you worry that trees got weakened because of that. So a lot of things going on today. And like you say, this is the kind of day, just stay home.
This will definitely be a marathon event for our crews. We are anticipating hazardous travel conditions, you know, slick roads, but we're also anticipating down trees and power lines. But our operators will continue to work in emergency operations until all state-maintained roads are safe for travel.
This is a multi-day event for you all, and it really, we really won't start seeing some changes really until tomorrow when we're supposed to see the sun later in the day.
We don't really see driving conditions improving until temperatures rise above freezing. Our pavement temps continue to hover around or below freezing. We're staying positive. We're focusing our eyes on the prize, which is the weekend and warmer temperatures.